Carmine, go. We'll discuss this later. I try, but my stupid former beau meets Fate halfway across the room, then puts his face into Fate's and proceeds to tell him how he should go back to his duty and leave me alone.
I can't,
Fate roars at him.
And beyond that, I don't want to. If I could stay here with her forever, I would.
The room falls silent. Carmine's jaw nearly unhinges. Mine does too.
I would do anything to stay,
he says, his chest heaving and his voice breaking. His dark lashes flutter, as if he can't believe he said it aloud either.
You'd give up eternity?
River asks, inching closer to the two men.
Knowingly leave such a void for the living who need you. I don't care about any of it, or them,
Fate tells him.
I know I should, but I don't. I can't find it in me anymore. But you can't think like that,
River says so sternly the hair on my arms rises. Or maybe it's because Fate's fury breaks over me, a crashing wave with a current that would tug me into deep waters and never let me escape.
You can't quit being Fate. It's who you are. It's what you were made to do. You are vital, irreplaceable, infinite.
Fate fumes, as if he wants to be anything but that. He turns toward me, his eyes ablaze. He's right, I quietly add. You can't stay. He can't stay, and neither can I.